Reflections with Marilyn Baker. Brought to you by Torch Trust, the Christian organization with a vision for people with sight loss.
Hello and a warm welcome to Reflections, the programme from Torch Trust that focuses on faith and disability. I'm your host, Marilyn Baker, and I'll be with you for the next quarter of an hour. If you're from America, you'll very soon be celebrating the 4th of July, Independence Day, when you got free of the ruling Brits. Well, it's good that we now enjoy a special relationship with each other. So today, we're going to celebrate all things American. Some of you may remember Tim Snyder, a blind American pastor who heads up Spoken Word Ministries and joins people up for Christian friendship and Bible study on his interactive Christian community. So let's kick off with the national anthem of the USA and Brother Tim declaring his Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Was the national anthem of the United States of America, the Star-Spangled Banner, music composed by John Stafford Smith in 1780, plus Tim Snyder's Pledge of Allegiance to the Flag, which will be said by many Americans on the 4th of July, the day when independence was declared. Tim put us in touch with a friend of his, Pastor Sam Thompson from Augusta, Florida. Sam's got a story to tell. And Sheila Armstrong called him on Skype to find out all about it.
So, Sam, thanks very much for coming on our programme. Now, you've, like myself, has been blind from birth. When did you realise there was something different about you?
Probably when I was about 5 years old. I came from a large family, and I did lots of things with them. I had older brothers, and we would just play all different kinds of games. But one day I wanted to go out and play baseball with them, and my next older brother told me, you can't play baseball because you can't see the ball. And that was probably the day I realized that there was something a little bit different.
Did it upset you?
Oh, drastically, to the point that I went in the kitchen. I asked my mom, why did God make me blind? If he loves me, why did he make me blind? And that was the beginning of a search for me, a spiritual search that took a number of years to really figure out what God was trying to show me.
Yeah, so you were brought up in a Christian family, obviously, if your mum, if you talk to your mum like that, and you were made aware of the Bible and taught the Bible. So what happened when you were at the age of 11? Something quite drastic happened then, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, actually. And I need to clarify, I grew up in a religious family, not a Christian family.
All right, fair enough.
They were very religious.
Yeah.
We read the Bible every day. We prayed. We had this time together. But, you know, pretty much I was taught if I was good, I was going to go to heaven. If I wasn't, I was going to go to hell. And I'd spent most of my time not going to heaven as a kid. I was a bratty kid.
But, right.
When I was 11, I went to a church service with my parents. They had all received Christ at this church, and I came home from the school for the blind for Christmas break and went to church, and I heard the gospel, and I responded to it. I can't tell you this day what the preacher said, but I just knew I wanted what he was talking about, and I went forward and responded to Christ, and he announced immediately, well, now that Sammy has given his life to Christ, he's going to get his vision.
Oh.
And the church gathered around me and they prayed, and I didn't get my vision. Yeah. And I was just told right then, well, you just don't have enough faith.
Yeah, so, you know, I've had that said to me as well as a blind person. What would you say to people that say that healing hasn't happened because you haven't got enough faith?
Well, you know, for years I struggled with that. If I can kind of chase this rabbit for a minute, I struggled with that until I was probably in my 20s. Actually, I was 21 whenever I really surrendered my total life to Christ and began to understand he could use me. But one day in my searching the word, I came across Exodus 4:11, and it's a very, very special verse that means a lot to me. And it's where Moses was making all kinds of excuses why he couldn't lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And God said to him, who made the blind or the seeing or the deaf or the hearing or the dumb or the speaking? Have not I the Lord? And I began to realize at that moment, God designs us and God doesn't make mistakes. Yeah, there's sin because of the fall. There are things like that. But God has a purpose for the way we are. He could change that if he wanted to. And what we need to do is, first of all, when we receive Christ, then we need to accept that fact that this is where God has us. And then to understand that's where he wants to use us.
So you realized that really you could accept the fact that you were blind. It was nothing whatsoever to do with not having enough faith.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what happened after that? And we're moving on now till about 1979.
So much.
We've only got the 15 minutes, we have to keep going.
I found myself really exploring and trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And from the age of 12, whenever we were actually asked to leave that church, to the age of 21, I did a lot of wandering, which I won't go into. But at 21 years of age, I went to a men's retreat with a pastor who just kind of roped me into going. And it was during a missionary slide presentation, of all things, that I understood that if God could speak to the Stone Age people in the Baling Valley and what is now Papua New Guinea and save them, he could deal with me too. And that very night, I decided to let God have my life. And at the same time, he called me into ministry. And we, for several years, I explored what God wanted me to do. And in 1979, God led a few other idealistic college students and myself to found what is now Clearer Vision Ministries Incorporated.
And God spoke to you through a very special hymn, didn't he?
Yes, yes. Himself by A.B. Simpson is a very, very special hymn, because I spent my life, early life, trying to use people, trying to do things for my benefit, trying to get ahead, to look out for number one. And actually, after I gave my life to Christ, I was wondering how I could benefit from this relationship with God. And it was whenever I realized that it's not a matter of me using God, it's God using me that makes all the difference in the world.
Let's listen now to the challenging words of Himself by A.J. Simpson. And it's read for us by Pastor Tim Snyder, Sam's friend. The instrumental for the hymn is played by Mendy Carly Wilson.
Once It Was the Blessing by A.B. Simpson. Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is His word. Once His gift I wanted, now the giver own. Once I sought for healing, now Himself alone. Once 'twas painful trying, now 'tis perfect trust. Once a half salvation, now the uttermost. Once 'twas ceaseless holding, now He holds me fast. Once was constant drifting, now my anchor's cast. Once 'twas busy planning, now 'tis trustful prayer. Once 'twas anxious caring, now He has the care. Once 'twas what I wanted, now what Jesus says. Once 'twas constant asking, now 'tis ceaseless praise. Once it was my working, His it hence shall be. Once I tried to use Him, now He uses me. Once the poor I wanted, now the mighty one. Once for self I labored, now for Him alone. Once I hoped in Jesus, now I know He's mine. Once my lamps were dying, now they brightly shine. Once for death I waited, now His coming hail, and my hopes are anchored, safe within the veil.
So Sam, can you tell us a bit more about Clear Vision Ministries? What's it all about?
Well, Clear Vision Ministries is a ministry designed to provide spiritual and educational opportunities for the blind and visually impaired. But then we decided we needed to go back to the church level and minister at a church level, not only to people with a blindness or visual impairment, but also the general population. And so we changed our ministry quite a bit to do more of giving scriptural challenges, teaching self-advocacy for these individuals, to providing educational opportunities as much as possible, and also seeking to provide materials when they were available, and being able to refer people to the right resources, doing counseling, whether on the phone or in person. And within the last couple, 3 years, we've actually been assisting some students academically with maybe some tutoring and some various assistance like that. Plus, we've started DOTZ, D-O-T-Z, which stands for Direct Occupational Training Zone, which is a little coffee shop where we offer students, motivated students who are blind or visually impaired, the opportunity to not just learn how to run a business, but also to learn their social skills, learn their interpersonal relationship skills, to find out more about themselves and what their capabilities and potentials are. But the first and foremost goal of Clear Vision Ministries Incorporated is to present Jesus to anyone that comes within the sound of our voice or the range of our influence. And that can be a direct result of our ministry, or it could be a byproduct of what we do for these individuals because of the fact that we are, first of all, presenting Jesus in everything we do.
Well, that sounds tremendous, and I'd love to come to your coffee shop, I must say. So how can people contact you if they'd like more information, or maybe even to get involved? Because we're on the internet, we could be all around the world, so you never know, somebody in the States might be listening.
Absolutely, and we can be reached on the web at www.clearervisionministries.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 297, St. Augustine, Florida, USA, 32085-0297. In the USA, you can dial area code 904-201-1358.
And email?
Email? It's info@clearervisionministries.org.
Well, thank you so much, Sam, for coming on and letting us know about Clear Vision Ministries, and especially about how God has led you, because I think a lot of people listening with visual impairment will identify with some of what you said, at least.
We hope you've enjoyed our little trip stateside. If you're from America, have a very happy Independence Day. We'd love to hear from you with any comments or ideas you have about the show, so do get in touch. You can call us free on 0333 123 1255. That's 0333 123 1255. Or email info@torchtrust.org. Until next week, from me, Marilyn, and everyone on the Reflections team, goodbye and God bless.
Reflections from Torch Trust.